This is Earth and Sky. When the Voyager 2 spacecraft visited Uranus in 1986, it saw a beautiful but almost featureless planet.
Then in 1994, astronomer Heidi Hamel of the Space Sciences Research Institute happened to see a Hubble Space Telescope image of Uranus.
And they got some pictures of Uranus that showed these bright clouds on it. And I asked the people, what are these pictures of Uranus that show these clouds? And they said, oh, that's just what Uranus looks like. I said, well, no, that's not what Uranus looks like. Uranus doesn't have any bright clouds like that.
Voyager visited Uranus in its northern hemisphere winter. Now Uranus has moved in its 84-year orbit around the sun. Its northern hemisphere spring equinox is due in 2007. There are more clouds in the atmosphere of Uranus, and bands encircling the planet are changing in size and brightness as sunlight strikes parts of the planet for the first time in over two decades.
It just goes to show you that in science, you don't always know what you think you know, and sometimes you get surprised. And it's following up on those surprising things that really make science interesting.
Hamel now wants to see if parts of Uranus that were shrouded in darkness will develop more active weather after a few years of sunlight. That's our show. Our thanks today to the RGK Foundation of Austin, Texas, celebrating women in science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.